Put this onto my head. Ooh, ooh.
It's Bill. He ain't got any of that damn money. He ain't got no woman either.
Hello, this is Chris 200 here, trying to do another cast. I had a couple in the can, per se, and actually one of the last ones I recorded, my device locked up on me and did not save the audio that I recorded up to a certain point. It just locked up, and when I rebooted it, I got nothing. This weekend, I dug through some of my CDs, and I put together a little Chris 200 radio program, and just to see what I could do with some music, and I think I'm actually going to bring it back down. I don't want any trouble with our RIAA, or RRIAA, or RIIA, or whatever they are. Or BMI, or ASCAP, or whatever the thing is. That's been being a little crazy here lately. And I guess, I don't know, I was just listening to Adam's podcast here for, I believe, today, and or was it last week? I think it was today. And how he had gone over to the Netherlands to speak with some diplomats. And I don't want to say it scared me at all, but you know, it's just not worth the risk of having it out there. It wasn't a very good recording. I had some problems with the audio being a little too hot. I don't know if it was some things I did with Audacity. May tweak with it a little bit and see what it sounds like at home, but I probably will not distribute that one. Anyway, if anything, I'll go with non-member artists, pod-saved artists. Even though I just wanted to kind of share a few songs and some stories about the songs. And anyway, while I was digging some CDs out, I apparently have lost one particular CD that I've been looking for. And I'm kind of wondering where the heck it might be. Let me take a look inside the old glove box. Just a bunch of manuals and let's see here. Some receipts and that for servicing the car. I'm looking for my new power generation. The Exodus CD, I believe it is. I haven't been able to find that sucker. I wonder where it's at. It's probably stuck up in the bedroom or in a drawer somewhere with some CDs. I was looking for some CDs, and I went through all that I thought I had, and then I've uncovered another cache of them on the next shelf down. It was behind a bunch of videos and that. So maybe I'll go back down in my basement and see if I've got that thing tossed somewhere. I might actually start cleaning that basement out. There's a bunch of things down there that just need to go. Actually, what I'd like to do is get something set up so I could do it in eBay. If I could get that sucker to sell some things. I've tried to sell a particular item to an individual that wanted it on eBay and that contacted me and wanted to know if they could purchase it from me. And I said, yeah, let's go ahead and do the transaction. And I haven't heard back from her yet. I think that was Friday I sent that out to her. So hopefully she'll get back with me and we can figure out a way to do it. I tried to invoice her, but I don't have her email address, so I don't know. What else has been going on? I had a little band practice last night. Somewhat uneventful. Not feeling so great yesterday. Had some sort of funny headache going on. I don't know if it was lack of sleep or what. But this morning it had been gone. Now that I mention it, I'm starting to feel it like an iron grip on the back of my skull again. So we're not going to talk about that headache. Saturday, had the football game, did some, what did I do Saturday night? Don't remember what we did Saturday night. Not much of anything. Friday night, pretty uneventful. Pretty dull, weekend other than the football game and some practice. What happened last week? Not a whole lot. Today was awfully boring today. My counterpart wasn't there to drive me nuts. And I really didn't have a whole lot of things on my list to do today, so I kind of piddled around a lot today at work. And realized that an iframe tag needs to have a closed iframe tag. One thing I did learn today, I have some iframes on the website. And I couldn't get things to appear below the iframe. And I found out why now. The iframe was not closed. So if you got an iframe out there, put a closed iframe tag next to it. And that should take care of any sort of problems with things below it. Didn't know that. Let's see what else has been going on. Not a whole lot. A little Diet Pepsi there. Well, let's see what else. What else could be going on? Not sure. I think I'm just going to go ahead and close this one up, and looks like we got a little fire here. Maybe I shouldn't close it up. I smell some smoke. It's coming from the east, I believe, or southeast. It could just be garbage or somebody with a burn barrel next to to a farmhouse. I think that's what it was. Being as dry as it is, it wouldn't surprise me if it was a grass fire. I do think we got a little bit of moisture this weekend, a little bit of rain. So, smell a little bit of smoke. Anyway, I think I'm going to go ahead and close this up. Thought I had a little bit of excitement there. I did have an idea to ask Trucker Tom. Cruising down the interstate this morning, and I thought, you know, Trucker Tom, have you ever wrecked a truck? Have you ever either put it in the ditch or had it blown over sideways into the median or into the ditch? Or just wondering if you've ever spilled a truck and what might be some of the consequences and or things you'd have to do to upright or reload that truck into another truck, or what happens when something like that happens? What are some of the things you have to do? What are some of the things the company does for you when you get into a little bit of trouble like that? Anyway, like I said before, I'm going to go ahead and let this one end out, and hope to see you back again. See ya.